Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, Go Bob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. Go Bob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Well, live and feeder contracts should open with a firm undertone this morning, supported by follow-through buying and cash premiums. Lean futures are likely to begin with moderate strength thanks to short covering and spec buying. Well, it's a good bet that Tuesday's cash cattle trade will be all talk today, and perhaps not a great deal of that. Absolutely no walk to go along with it. Our guess is that early week asking prices will be around 132 to 133 in the south, 205 and higher in the north, yet chances are that cash potential essentially lack definition in terms of either bids or asking prices until late in the week. Live and feeder futures seem set to open on a firm basis today, supported by triple-digit gains yesterday and ideas of further feedlot cash potential. Expect the cash hog trade to open today with bids steady to a dollar higher. Country receipts on Monday day appeared to be on the light side, a fact that will force better spending over the next several days as well-margined processors work to fund another fairly aggressive slaughter schedule. Hog contracts should open moderately higher, supported by short covering and light spec buying. Now in the grains, corn, soybeans, and wheat markets dropped on Monday amid lower outside markets and a surprising move in Brazil that voided the latest impeachment effort. Crop-specific information involved weekly grain export inspections, which were slightly lower for corn and soybeans this week and higher for the wheat. Rain overnight and on Monday halted spring planting, and more rain due this week may keep planters sidelined. Winter wheat markets were lower with corn and soybeans. The winter wheat appears to be doing well, and the condition rating later today should be close to last week's 61% good to excellent. Spring wheat may be 69% planted. Crop scouts who toured Kansas fields this week forecasted crop at 382.4 million bushels. That's up 14% from a year ago. Corn plantings underway in the Midwest late last week for much of the weekend, but was halted by rain overnight and more on Monday. USDA's weekly crop progress later today should show about 62% of the crop in the ground. We'll check futures after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Here's our closing livestock futures from yesterday. Live cattle, June up to 57 at 123.30. The August was up 167 at 119.57. May feeder cattle at the close up 430, up 342 at 150.80. The August was up 367 at 150.85. June hogs down 112 at 80.15. And the July was down 105.102 at 81.22. Grains at the close, hard red winter wheat, Kansas City. July was down 7.25 at 446.25. And September down 6.75, 463.5. July wheat down 7.25 at 456.5. September was down 7.25 at 467.25. July corn down 8.5 cents at 369. September was down 8.5 at 371. July soy was down 8.25 at 1026.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.